This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with on our homepage. We've got a help box. You can send us any questions or problems through there. And then we also have seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And there you'll find some companies that can help out seniors, their family members, and caregivers. And once again, great companies there. Well, we are glad to welcome in studio now Dr. Dean Anderson. He's a chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center here in Greenwood Village. They're located at 8400 East Prentice Avenue. 720-851-9694 is the number, 720-851-9694. Great to see you, Dr. Anderson.
Good to see you, Scott.
It's only been about 5 years I've tried to get you to do this show. You're a busy man.
Well, here we are.
Great to have you in. I tell you what, it's the first time you've been on. Let's give a little background about yourself and then kind of an overall view of your practice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, I'm Dr. Anderson. I've been in practice here in the Denver area for since 2002. It's been the past probably coming up on 9 years where the sole focus of our office has been the treatment of peripheral nerve pain. So we work with a lot of patients who are diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy. We've got a treatment that we use in our office for nerve pain that patients are dealing with, which is commonly burning, stabbing, shooting, electrical type pain. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of 100% of what we do these days.
Wow. Yep. So when we talk about the word neuropathy, I think I've mentioned some people, like, what is that? And other people absolutely know what it is, but give us just kind of that definition of neuropathy.
Absolutely. Neuropathy is nerve damage, and we specifically see patients who are dealing with peripheral neuropathy. So this is neuropathy of the peripheral nerves, and these are nerves in our feet, our legs, our hands, our arms. Usually, Scott, when this starts off, patients will notice some altered sensation. You know, they'll start to feel kind of numbness or tingling, pins and needles in the ball of the feet or their toes. As the condition progresses, it can start to work its way up the extremities towards the knees. Usually the symptoms are pretty equal bilateral, you know, one side compared to the other.
Right.
And then the other thing that'll happen as it progresses, just symptoms will intensify. So patients will start to have more of the sharp shooting electrical nerve pain. Patients have a lot of numbness, and because of the numbness they have real issues with balance and stability. We see patients who don't feel comfortable driving because they can't feel the gas or the brake. So, again, peripheral neuropathy is damage to peripheral nerves, and these are the nerves in our extremities.
Now, are there different types? You use the word peripheral neuropathy, right? Yeah. Is that the main term? Or?
Yeah, you know, it's the main term, but there are different types of peripheral neuropathy, and more importantly, there's different causes. You know, that's usually one of the more common questions that patients have. When they come in, is some people know why they have it, and there's mm-hmm. always something that causes it.
Sure.
Patients are very familiar with diabetes being a common cause.
Sure.
But other things that can cause this are any real issue with blood sugar. Patients who are even pre-diabetic can end up with peripheral neuropathy. We see patients who have neuropathy as a side effect of certain medications. Certain chemotherapies are known to cause neuropathy.
Oh, okay.
It can be side effects of statin medications. It can be a result of an autoimmune or chronic inflammatory problem. So one of the things we really focus on when patients come in the beginning is really getting an understanding of why they have it, what's causing it, because, of course, that's going to be a real key in successful treatment with that individual.
Sure. So walk through that kind of initial consultation. I mean, you know, what are some of the questions you just ask, you know?
Yeah, well, commonly when patients are coming in, my goal is, practitioners to figure out if they're a good candidate for treatment.
Sure, see if you can help them.
Absolutely. So when I sit down with patients, I'm going through a very thorough health history with them. And again, this is trying to help me understand not only their symptoms and how it affects their daily activities and what their goals are, but, you know, I need to understand a lot of background. I need to understand other health conditions they have. So we spend a lot of time in the beginning and really just gathering information. The other thing we do at an initial consultation is we go through a very specific peripheral neuropathy exam. There are some specific tests we do which help us understand the type of nerve damage they have, the severity of it, You know, and all of this information is going to really help determine if we can help them.
Sure. Dr. Dean Anderson is our guest once again. He's a chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center and the owner of Front Range Medical Center as well. His number is 720-851-9694. And I didn't ask you this before we went on live radio, but is it a free consultation?
Yeah, the consultation when patients come in is a complimentary consultation. Okay. And Scott, that consultation includes, you know, a chance where I can sit down, go through their health history. I also go through that neuropathy-specific exam I mentioned, and I review past medical history. So oftentimes after patients are in that first appointment, we do request some of their past records to look at. Okay. And again, this just starts to help me understand why they have neuropathy, what's causing it.
Sure. Do you see, is there a age range in this? Does it happen mostly with people, let's say, over 50? Or do you sometimes see it in people 30, 40 years old?
I mean, I've had different ages, okay. Absolutely. But more commonly, my clientele are patients who are, you know, 60 or over.
Okay.
Neuropathy, again, is usually caused by something, some other health condition, you know, some autoimmune inflammatory condition, a blood sugar problem. So as, you know, our health kind of degenerates as we age, we'll tend to have, neuropathy.
Yeah.
So point is most of my patients, are usually 60 and over.
Right. Would you say it, most of the time it affects diabetics, or sometimes, hey, there's really no sign of diabetes, but they still can have this peripheral neuropathy?
Absolutely the latter.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be blood sugar problems. I mean, it is the most common cause that I'll see to neuropathy, blood sugar issues, but I see a lot of patients in my office who have neuropathy as, you know, results of side effects of medications because of autoimmune or chronic inflammatory problems. So there's a long list of things. You know, liver, kidney issues can cause neuropathy. So it's not just blood sugar problems.
Right. So I know the word cure, or, you know, we stay away from the word of curing something, but is this something that your goal is you're trying to get them as close to a cure as possible, or is it really a managing type of deal that you go through with a process like yours?
Yeah. No, I want to start off by just talking a little bit about the treatment we do, because that'll help me better explain some of our objectives and goals with patients. We do a treatment in our office that's electrical. It's called electronic signaling treatment, and it's the most advanced form of electromedicine. It uses really high frequencies and amplitudes of current. And our whole objective with the treatment part of what we do is to treat the patient's symptoms of pain. You know, they're burning, they're sharp, shooting electrical pain. So the treatment's very effective and good at being able to handle nerve pain.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of what we do is we work a lot with the underlying issues of what's caused that nerve pain. So if patients have blood sugar issues, if they have inflammatory problems, if they have autoimmune issues, there's also things we're doing to address those underlying issues. So then once they go through treatment with us and we treat their neuropathy pain and they're not having the burning and they're not having the stabbing pain and they can sleep at night and they have better sensation, so they walk better, it doesn't come back. You know, so you have to be able to do both. The treatment we do, this technology allows us to treat the nerve pain, but then we're also addressing those other issues along with it to allow the patient to have a good prognosis. So to answer your question of, is this management, is it a cure? I never use the word cure. We can't make new nerves.
Absolutely.
You know, that's not what we're doing. We're treating nerve pain with the treatment. But the objective is to be able to get a patient to, let's say they rate 80% improvement when they're done. You know, they're not having the pain they did, and they can sleep at night, and they can enjoy hikes with their family and go to movies and, you know, have a good quality of life. Well, we want it to stay like that.
Yeah,
so we do follow-ups with patients, and patients will sometimes have to do ongoing things, not in the office, but if they have neuropathy because of blood sugar problems, then they're going to have to keep their sugar stable. Because if it's not, then it could come back. You know, so what we do is we want to take patients from point A to point B, and then we release them from care. We don't expect this to come back, but there are ongoing things patients have to do to make sure that those underlying issues don't trigger their neuropathy symptoms again.
Sure. It's amazing that no matter what type of doctors I have in to do interviews with, how much our diet affects so much of different conditions.
Yeah, it really does.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Dr. Dean Anderson's with us. Again, it's Front Range Medical Center, 720-851-9694. Again, 720-851-9694. Now, this consultation he just talked about has a $120 value, but again, if you'll mention Haystack Help Radio when you call, They will get you in for that free consultation, and you can also check them out online at advancedneuropathytreatment.com.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Let's change that website. Website's no longer active, and we've switched it. No problem. Yep. The website is denverneuropathy.com.
Denverneuropathy.com.
You got it.
So denverneuropathy.com is the website for that. And again, only for our Haystack listeners can you call and get this free consultation. It's 720-851-9694. So this must be, I mean, anytime we have pain, it's miserable. But, wow, this must really change people's life when they go through this condition of neuropathy.
Yeah, it's great. You know, Scott, one of the most rewarding things for me when I see patients is a lot of times patients are told in dealing with neuropathy that nothing can be done for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's a common thing that I see. And a lot of patients coming into our office are, frankly, very skeptical because they've been told nothing can be done.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm always very upfront with patients, and I tell individuals we can't help everyone. You know, but if patients, if their neuropathy is not too severe, and if we can figure out why they have it, you know, treatment's going to be effective at handling the nerve pain. And we address those underlying issues, and we balance their sugar out, or we decrease their inflammatory issues, or, you know, they have their prescribing doctors take them off the medications that maybe caused it. Their prognosis can be very good.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the most rewarding things is to see patients who, you know, thought that they were at a point nothing could be done, and that they, you know, were going to continue to struggle just trying to sleep at night, or they weren't going to be able to travel with their family because their mobility was so bad, or, you know, they couldn't simply go on a hike because they hurt so much.
Right.
You know, for those patients to get results and for them to be able to do those simple things, you know, it's very rewarding. So, you know, for a lot of these people, it's, you know, they feel hopeless, and when they have hope, it's a nice thing.
Sure. Do you see that a lot? A couple minutes left here in this segment. Do you see that a lot where some of the prescriptions and medications people on really cause them more problems than good?
Man, it can, but it's such a fine line, you know, because there's a time and place for everything.
Sure, sure.
You know what I mean? So, you know, like I see patients who have neuropathy because of, you know, chemo that they've had. But, I mean, they've got to have, they got to take chemo because they've had cancer, you know. So, yeah, it's just that kind of the fine line. So, you know, there's a time and place for everything. You know, we do see the side effects of medications, but, you know, I think everybody's always trying to do the best they can for their patients. And, you know, that's our goal in our office.
Absolutely. Give the office a call, 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694, denverneuropathy.com. Mention Haystack Help Radio when you call, and it's a free consultation. Dr. Anderson, great information.
Thank you.
We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Dr. Dean Anderson is with us, Front Range Medical Center here in Greenwood Village. Their address is 8400 East Prentice Avenue, and the number is 720-851-9694. Dr. Anderson is the owner and a chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, and going to talk about neuropathy today. Dr. Anderson, thanks for being with us.
Yes, thanks for having me, Scott.
You know, see a lot on TV. Radio is a little different. Hey, yeah. Be a little more casual and don't have to worry about it so much.
I'm glad to be here.
It's pretty easy, so good deal. So neuropathy, boy, you see the term a lot. You see some ads on it with TV, radio, all the different things. For those just joining us, let's tell them a little bit about what neuropathy is all about.
Sure. Well, you know, what we see in our office is a lot of peripheral neuropathy, and neuropathy just means nerve damage. We're specifically seeing patients with peripheral neuropathy, and this is affecting their peripheral nerves, nerves in their feet, their legs, their hands, their arms. And oftentimes when this starts off, Scott, patients will notice some form of altered sensation. They may feel like there's something in their shoe, like there's a rock in their shoe, but there's not. Or their sock's balled up, but they take their shoe off and it isn't. Over time, it can become a little bit more intensified. You know, they'll have more tingling pain or pins and needles. It can eventually become burning, sharpshooting electrical pain. Oftentimes, patients with neuropathy can have a lot of numbness. And, you know, with the numbness, they can start to have real balance issues. So as the condition progresses, the symptoms intensify. And then the other common thing that'll happen is it'll start to, the symptoms will start to move. You know, where it starts off in the ball of foot or the toes, it'll start to move up towards the knees. And it's just a sign of kind of progression.
Wow. Does not sound like a fun deal to go through at all. Now, let's talk about treatment. You know, you've been really concentrating on this for a number of years, and I'll say it for you, I consider you a leading specialist here in the whole Denver metro area for it. So talk about your approach to treatment.
Absolutely. What we do in our office is a treatment that's electrical. Nerves are electrical. What we do is called electronic signaling treatment, and it's a very advanced form of electromedicine. It incorporates really high frequencies and amplitudes of current. And the whole objective with this treatment is to be able to treat the patient's nerve pain. So the patients who are having, you know, the burning pain, sharp shooting electrical pain, you know, we commonly see where patients start to have a significant decrease in pain. So as this happens, it's a lot easier for these people to be able to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. We'll see patients who can start to enjoy outdoor activities and go hiking. They feel more confident in their stability. Their balance can improve. So with this advanced treatment, we're, you know, treating the symptoms of nerve pain that patients are really struggling with.
So when that person is going through this with neuropathy, is it something where it's kind of a 24/7 kind of a pain, or is it hit different times throughout the day, or is just everybody different with their symptoms?
You know, it's different, but I will say early on, it's usually something that patients will notice more in the evenings or at night. You know, and oftentimes it's because they're off their feet, you know, they're kind of relaxing, and they think about it a little bit more, so it's more prominent. So in the beginning, it's more, patients will tell me, hey, it comes and goes. They may not notice it during the day unless they're really thinking about it.
Right.
But as it progresses, absolutely, I'll see patients where it's more constant. You know, I'll have patients who really can't escape the discomfort and pain they're dealing with. It's 24/7, and that's where it becomes pretty debilitating.
Does our diet play a big role in neuropathy?
Yeah, it absolutely can. You know, you bring up the real question, which is, you know, what are the causes to neuropathy? And, yeah, most people come into our office because of this advanced treatment we do and the results that we get. But I never want to lose sight of the fact that there's a reason patients have it. And a lot of people, when they come in, they're told, hey, it's idiopathic. They don't know why they have it.
Mm-hmm.
And to those individuals, I stress there is a reason. So when you look at causes to peripheral neuropathy, the most common cause are blood sugar issues. A lot of people associate neuropathy with diabetes. But even patients who are pre-diabetic can end up with neuropathy. We see patients who have neuropathy as a side effect of certain medications. We see it as a result of an autoimmune issue they have, or chronic inflammatory problems. It can be because of liver or kidney problems. So
Right. There
is a reason patients have it, and that's one of the real keys. It's not, you know, just treating the nerve pain. It's making sure we know why they have it, and we address those underlying issues as well. And that's what's going to allow patients to have a really good prognosis.
Dr. Dean Anderson is with us, Front Range Medical Center. Once again, their number is 720-851-9694. And talk to Dr. Anderson a little bit before our segment started, and he's kind enough to offer a free consultation. This is a $120 value, but if you'll mention Haystack Help Radio when you call, let's talk a little bit about what that initial consultation will look like.
Absolutely. When patients come into our office in the beginning, Scott, I sit down and really just spend a lot of time going through health history. You know, I want to be able to understand not just the symptoms that they're dealing with, their neuropathy symptoms, but we want to understand how it affects, you know, their daily activities and really what their goals are. And then we start to dive into, you know, their past history, because I need to be able to get an understanding of why they have it. Oftentimes after these initial appointments, we'll request past records because I want to be able to comb through past blood work. And this is all to make sure we have a good grasp on what's causing it. You know, the initial consultation that, again, is complimentary also includes a chance for me to be able to really assess and go through a neuropathy-specific exam. So we can determine the type of nerve damage they have, the severity of it, and this is also part of what helps me determine if we can help.
Sure. So is blood work something that you'll usually look, will that show, yeah, you've got neuropathy, or you just kind of look for different symptoms in the blood?
Sure.
Panels.
The exam that we do in the office will help me determine if they have neuropathy and nerve damage and the type of nerve damage and the severity of it. You know, we look at blood work patients have had done, usually from their primary care doctor or other doctors that they've seen, so we can understand maybe what's causing it. You know, are there blood sugar issues causing it? Is there possible inflammatory issues or autoimmune issues causing it? So we're usually looking at past records or blood work to get an understanding of, hey, what's causing the neuropathy that the patient has.
Right. You know, you've been doing this a long time in the chiropractic world, so you've seen people where pain has really made them give up the things they love. And like you say, whether it's hunting, fishing, outdoors, hiking, playing with grandkids, whatever, pain will change your life.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot for patients to deal with, and especially, Scott, when it becomes, you know, 24/7 and
yeah.
It's chronic. I see where, you know, it affects patients, you know, their moods. There's patients who are depressed because of it. It affects their social activities. They don't want to be out and socialize anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it affects their relationships. So, you know, it can be very frustrating to deal with.
Right. Any patients come to mind, oh, maybe over the last few months where, boy, they came to you and they say, wow, you know, I've been living with this for so many years and I've been told by many doctors there was nothing. And you know what? Hey. You know, hey, if we get them 100% better, great. But you know what? I'm telling you, man, if you can get people 50 to 70% better,
yeah.
Most people will take that all day.
Absolutely. And that's what I always tell patients in the office, Scott, is, you know, I'm not, well, what we do is not a cure for anything. You know, our objective with patients is, you know, to see improvement with them. And depending on severity, some patients are going to have a lot more improvement than others. But, you know, when patients can get, you know, 60, 70, 80% improvement, and maybe their pain's not constant anymore,
mm-hmm.
and they can sleep at night. And they can enjoy those hikes we're talking about or playing with their grandkids. You know, it can be life-changing.
Sure.
It really can. And, you know, you ask about specific patients. I have a patient who's been in my office for a couple months. We're kind of towards the end of his treatment. But this patient's name is Gary. And when Gary came into my office, he was in a wheelchair. And Gary comes into my office now in a walker. And it's dramatically changed his life.
That's a big change.
Obviously, his mobility's better. I know his wife comes with him every time as well, and, you know, it's affected her life because she doesn't see him in pain all the time, and, you know, he's a lot nicer to be around. And
sure.
It's a lot of fun. You know, I always give Gary a hard time because when he came in, it was one of the motorized wheelchairs, and he just banged up my walls, and he was bouncing off him, so I always tease him about that, and now he's, you know, using a walker, and he doesn't have to worry about scuffing up the walls anymore.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
What would be your challenge to people out there that say, hey, you know, I've been feeling these symptoms a long time. I've been on medicines and I've just decided to kind of live with it. But do you see people where they've just waited so long to come in, and had they come in maybe a year or two earlier, I mean, it could have made all the difference in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, I guess, kind of two parts to what you're asking me. Number one, yeah, I see patients who come into my office and it's their neuropathy so severe that I can't help them, mm-hmm. you know, and that's, I'm always trying to be as upfront as I can with patients, so we absolutely see those cases. You know, the challenge, I guess, if there is for patients, it's the other thing that I see that's very difficult is a lot of patients dealing with this have been told, hey, nothing can be done for you. You know, you have neuropathy, you know, taking the medication to manage the symptoms the best you can do. So a lot of times patients have lost hope. And a lot of times when patients come in to see me, that's where they're at, and they're very skeptical. And I completely understand why. And so what's a big challenge for a lot of my patients, and I know it's where patients put a lot of trust into us, is that, you know, now they may have somebody such as myself saying, hey, you know, we've assessed you. I've looked at the neuropathy. We've got an understanding of why you cause this. We feel like, you know, we can help you. So sometimes it's a big hurdle for patients to get across mentally that, hey, I've been told nothing can be done, and now somebody's telling me that they can help me. So that's always a big challenge for patients as well. So one of the things that's just so important is for people is to just not give up, you know, because I commonly see patients who have been told nothing can be done for you. And, you know, we've been able to at times help those individuals. And again, we can't help everyone, but my job is to put patients in a position to succeed. And Scott, if they can have results and if, you know, they can get to where they're sleeping better, enjoy activities better, they're more stable, they have better balance, and they're not fall risks.
Sure.
And it's very rewarding, and patients are very appreciative.
Absolutely. Well, again, just a personal endorsement for Dr. Anderson. I've treated with him on some other different issues. I've sent personal friends to him for this neuropathy. And I'm telling you, he, and in my words, not his, but in my words, he is leading guy here in the Denver metro area. So if you're suffering with this thing called neuropathy, give his office a call. If you're just turning on your radio, it's a free consultation. Just mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio, 720-851-9694. Again, 720-851-9694. You can check out his website at denverneuropathy.com. Dr. Anderson, always great to see you, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Thanks, Scott.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it, but that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works and before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford, and the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh and Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh and Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh and Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Glad to welcome Alan Stack from Stack Optical in studio with us. Alan's been a great friend really for a number of years now, and recently moved from a long-term location to a new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway, and that is right off of Monaco Parkway in Evans. And with that, Mr. Stack, how are you, sir?
Good. Thank you, Scott.
Great to see you. We were talking on a recent segment about eye exam. So I want to touch back here just a little bit and talk about my experience there because, and Marie here, one of our writers, came there and got some glasses as well, and she was saying the same thing. The way our healthcare is going today, first of all, if we're lucky enough to see a doctor, sometimes it's just a nurse practitioner. They don't spend much time with us, but here's one thing that Marie said, and I 100% agree with, and the few exams that I've had there each year, is your doctor really goes in depth, ask a lot of questions about things. He's not just trying to get us in there, see if we can read A, B, C, and D, and how far we can see it. I mean, he's really asking some questions about the health, you know, what our health is like.
Yeah, that's one thing, and it's not just in the exam room. When we're out front as well, it's, you know, one thing I can't stand is when I go see my doc and he just buries his nose into his laptop.
Doesn't even look at you.
I will never have laptops on our dispensing desk.
Right.
I'll have a piece of paper and we sit there and discuss things. Mm-hmm. Figure out how best to help you. And the doctor does the same thing. We don't use laptops or iPads inside the exam room or out on the dispensing floor.
Sure.
We visit. That's how you get to know somebody and how to solve their issues.
Right. And a lot of times, just in innocent conversation, some things come up. You're like,
exactly.
Because they, you know, you're sitting there with the doctor, you're trying to think of things, and you're not trying to ignore something, but they may tell you something they didn't tell the doctor.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's, I think, a big difference between us and elsewhere.
Absolutely. Again, coming up on 50 years of doing this. Now, Alan's only been doing it 40. Don't want to age him too much. But, again, family-owned Stack Optical. And again, it's at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. We talked recently on some eye symptoms not to ignore, and we want to just mention on a few of these, really any of these. If any of these symptoms happen quickly, where you wake up in the morning or you awake at night and something like this is happening, just go to the emergency room. Don't mess around.
Right, and stress, you know, if all of a sudden you have eyeball pain or all of a sudden you have blurred vision or all of a sudden you have a floater, you know, or a flashing light that just appears.
Right.
Get it taken care of.
Yeah.
Go in.
And even if your eye's red or even if, you know, you feel like there's something in your eye, I mentioned previously as well that a gentleman I met last week, he just talked about a week, something felt like it was in his eye. But then he tried to flush it, couldn't get anything. And I said, well, did you go to the doctor to see if they could find it? And he's like, no. And I'm like, man, you need to do
that. After a week, then it's time to go in. If it's, you know, a couple days, it could be, you know, something in there like that. But after a week, if it's still not going, go in and get it taken care of.
Because, I mean, a little blurred vision, you know, I was doing some research for the show here. It talked about it could be, you know, a serious eye condition, first of all, including a torn retina, you know, It could be the age-related macular degeneration.
Right.
Glaucoma.
Right. And all of those type of things. When it's gradual, yeah, you need to get in and get, you know, have an eye exam. But right. If it's an overnight thing, again, you want to get into the emergency room.
And you've talked about, too, sometimes when the someone's come in for exam, there's been a few occasions over the 40 years that you've been doing it where we need to give you a referral to go get something checked out.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the last 10, 15 years since I partnered up with optometrists, boy, some of the things that you'll see that people will put off. You come in and it's like, oh, my God, you've got a torn retina. How long has this been going? Oh, a couple mm-hmm. weeks. Oh, geez, you need to get in.
Yeah.
You know, and that type of thing. So.
Now, I think we think a lot of times about us older folks a little bit, you mm-hmm. know, 60 plus or something, but there's nothing to ignore about your eyes. I mean, with your kids, with, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50. I mean, hold up. You ought to have a good eye exam at least, you know.
Yearly.
Every year.
Yeah. As we get older, you want to go in yearly. Because if they can catch stuff early, it's not a problem.
Right. Now, let's talk about some of the benefits you feel from Stack Optical a little mm-hmm. bit. As I mentioned, you know, boy, your new building now, great, great convenient parking. And like I say, it's free. But kind of talk about, as we mentioned earlier, the one-stop shop aspect. I mean, if it's something to do with glasses or your eyes, pretty good chance you can take care of it.
Yeah, if anywhere from sportswear to shooting wear to golf to computer, office, there isn't something out there that I can't take care of or I haven't seen before. I've seen some very heavy corrections
right.
and been able to take care of it.
Yeah. Do you find sometimes if people bring you a prescription from sometime another place where they've been off? I mean, that
yes,
prescription.
Yes, we see that all the time. Because one thing about Colorado, we're not licensed here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no industry standard that those glasses have to. Now, a lot of them voluntarily try to meet those standards, but there's no law that says they have to be right. We see that a lot. People, I just can't quite see out of that, or my eyes get tired. You know, and that type of thing. We'll go ahead and analyze them. And geez, you know, the measurements are off. The power was off.
Wow.
And no, we see that a lot.
Yep. So we got your eyeglasses, your eye repair. You deal with contact lenses as well.
The doctor does. Yep.
And prescription sunglasses. I mean, that's
all
a big thing now.
Yep.
And one thing I wanted to bring up real quick is the Stack Sports Pack.
Yes.
Something that I love. They're on my dash in my truck right now. But
I hope they're not on your dash.
Oh, did I say something?
Yeah,
wrong?
Don't leave them on your dash. That is so hard on your glasses.
Is it really?
Yeah, that sun's pretty hard on your glasses.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, I don't make a habit of that, but I did lay them up there right where I walked in. So for those that hadn't heard about the Stack Sport Pack, kind of tell us what
that's
all
about.
Okay,
so what it is, it's a frame that, you know, one, you can adjust it in the field. The temples, the side pieces can be adjusted in the field. The bridge can be adjusted. And what's neat about that is, let's say we do a pair of shooting glasses, has an upside down bifocal. Well, what that does is the top part of the lens is designed to bring in your front sight. The bottom part of the lens is for acquiring your target. Well, let's say you're going to use your optics. Well, you don't want that bifocal to be in the way, so you pinch in the nose pad to lift up the frame so you're just looking through your single vision distance lenses for your optics. But then you're going to pick up your pistol. You can open up that bridge, drop the frame, and then you're set up for your front sight. All that I can demonstrate inside the office.
Right.
Another neat thing about that, let's say you're a golfer and a shooter. Well, you're not going to want to use those shooting glasses for golfing. So you can pop those lenses.
You've never
out
seen me golf. So you pop those in.
So you can pop out those shooting lenses and stick in your golf lenses. I recommend, it's called a drivewear lens for golfing. It's a wonderful lens because it's a light brown. It goes brown, green, and dark brown. And what's neat about it, it changes on the light conditions. So it's great for early morning golf, in the middle of the day, or the evening.
Right.
It changes depending on the conditions. And what's neat about a brown lens is it helps highlight that ball. So if you're wearing a dark gray lens out golfing and the ball goes into the shadows, it's very hard to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But with a brown lens, it actually highlights that shadow. It opens up that shadow so you can see your ball in there.
Right. Because I think, I mean, before I met you and learned about the Stack Sports Pack, I mean, mm-hmm. go in there and grab some sunglasses at 7-Eleven, you know? And I mean,
right.
I mean, it, it shaded the sun.
Right.
That's what I thought sunglasses were for. Till you start getting into all these different tints and really see the difference of how that enhances everything you do in the outdoors.
You bring up a really good point. I mean, we don't see a lot of it as we used to, but people would go buy those cheap sunglasses, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't have 100% UV protection on them. So what would happen is that dark lens would open up your pupils and allow all those harmful rays in. Because you didn't have the lens itself protecting you from the UV. We don't see as much of that. But that was a problem before.
Absolutely.
So again, you want to make sure whatever sunglasses you get, that you get the UV protection on them.
Right. Alan Stack is with us. Stack Optical. Long term here in the Denver area. Family owned and operated. They're at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. As we mentioned, if you're just joining us, $69 for that eye exam. And real quick, I mean, you've got all the up-to-date machinery.
Oh, yeah, we do retinal imaging in
there. Help and that type everything.
Of thing. Yes. Yeah. We have quite a few different pieces of equipment.
Now, you also give some discounts.
Yeah, we give a senior discount. Folks. We give military discounts. We give ARP. So come in and we'll take care of you.
Okay, great. Now, a lot of us are on Facebook. I want you to follow them on Facebook. Just put in Stack Optical, like their page, and follow them there because, I mean, you guys post a lot of things there.
Every time we get new frames in, Tanya's really good about taking pictures of them and posting them on Facebook.
Great. Well, that's good. Again, it's Stack Optical, your one-stop shop for all of your eyewear needs, and as I say in one of our ads that we do here for Alan, it's Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. And I really, really believe that. Again, I've used them now for several years. I got the Stack Sport Pack, my own, what do you call those other glasses? The transition lens?
Yeah, progressives.
Progressive, yeah. Right. Those are, I'm telling you, those are really cool. And
give you your distance and your reading.
Right. Yeah. And, you know.
Computer.
And just, you know, the cool frame. I mean, you actually you probably got a million pair of glasses. But, you know, you wore these for a long time, that I have. Because, I mean, it's
they're
cool
so comfortable.
Frame. Yeah. And it looks good, you know, whether you're wearing jeans and stuff or whether you're in a suit. Didn't matter. I mean.
Dress really them up or nice. Dress them down.
Absolutely. Right. Take our last minute and a half here. The internet is a great tool for many, many things. Mm-hmm. One thing I don't think you want to buy there is glasses. Just for the fit. You don't know what the quality, different things. Talk about a little bit of just some of the, maybe a couple of nightmare stories where people have done things on the internet and then brought to you because, and it just wasted a lot of time and money for them.
Yeah, I don't want to mention any names, but there have been a couple of these internet frame companies that people have bought their glasses. And by the time they got everything on there, they bring in their receipt and we were actually cheaper. They were having problems with them. That's why they came in.
Right.
And then we remade them properly. They could see out of them. And if they would have come to us first, they actually would have saved money. Mm-hmm. But they had to pay that online company and pay us.
Right.
So, yeah, I've seen that. You know, again, there's no rules in this industry.
Yep.
And that's the scary part.
Right.
But the internet's good, too, though, as far as being able to research companies.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Give Stack Optical a chance to earn your business and your trust. Like I say, I've been seeing Alan for a number of years, and he's taking great care of us listeners here on KLZ 560. Check out the Stack Sport Pack. Listen, if you're into just outdoor activities, it doesn't, you know, whether it's shooting, golf, bike riding, motorcycle riding, whatever, make sure you've got the right tools for your eyes, and you can get that at Stack Optical. So, Alan, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much, Scott.
2233 South Monaco Parkway. Tell them you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
You need to reevaluate your homeowner's insurance on a regular basis anyway, but especially this summer. Right now, Colorado insurance companies are adjusting their prices to accommodate the large volume of expensive hail damage claims from last summer. As insurance companies adjust, you should too. Group insurance analysts will shop many different insurance companies at no cost to you, hunting for the right plan at the best price. Call GIA today before changes take effect. 303-423-0162
Now more than ever, you need an independent agent assigned to you personally, someone who will regularly re-evaluate your coverage. Your personal group insurance analyst works for you, not for a specific insurance company. Call GIA now to reevaluate your homeowner's insurance before prices rise. 303-423-0162.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. I want to welcome our guest, John Hinkle, with us today, Online Trading Academy. Been a great supporter of ours here on Haystack Help Radio for a number of years and really helping out our listeners, their website, tradingacademy.com. With that, let me welcome our guest, Mr. John Hinkle. John, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself,
Scott? Great to see you. John, when you talk to people and maybe, you know, they come just to your initial class here and all that, what are people come up and say, man, I never knew this, or, you know, just what are they kind of surprised to learn?
Yeah, it's amazing. I hear so many people say, I had no idea. I had no idea this is, you know, how the institutions were making money. You know, nobody taught me this. I had one gentleman that had been, it still stands out in my mind. He was a very bright gentleman. He was a, gone to a very prestigious college. He was a Harvard grad, you know. Harvard grads always let you know they went to Harvard.
Absolutely.
Right?
You never have to ask them where they went to school.
Yeah. And he said, you know, he said during this 3.5 hour class, I learned more than I did in 40 years of investing. So I hear that all the time from people mm-hmm. that come to class. It really opens their eyes. They'll learn so much about what makes the market go up, what makes the market go down, what they can do to insulate themselves from the inevitable bear markets that come along, and how they could participate to a greater degree and keep more of their money in the up markets as
right.
well.
So looking in your crystal ball or your forecaster hat, what do you think the year is going to look like?
Well, I'm always cognizant about forecaster errors. So, but I will say one thing that I really there's a couple things that I think are pretty clear. I think people have underestimated the economic impact mm-hmm. of this tax cut, bringing home so much money that's offshore, that companies have stored offshores. It's kind of been basically. I think we're going to have a pretty significant rally in terms of the stock market, driven really by an increased economy. I think we're going to see growth much stronger than we have over the previous 7 or 8 years. You know, there's been this myth the U.S. economy can only grow at 2%. That's nonsense. Mm-hmm. We're well capable of going 3-4% or more. And I think we're going to see really strong growth going forward. And I think that's what the market's telling you with the runaway train that we've had over the
sure.
last several months.
Right. And, you know, I think no matter who you are and what your financial status is, everyone can probably stand to look at ways to protect their money and, you know, try to invest a little bit more and save more for the future.
Yeah, and make it work for you. I think one of the biggest thing, you know, we always talk about what the 95% do, most average people, versus the 5% that seem to have all the success. Mm-hmm. And the 5% make their money work for them. And that's what one of the things we're trying to teach our students to do, how to make their money work for them. You know, you work hard for your money. Why shouldn't your money work hard for you instead?
Absolutely. Again, John Hinkle is our guest, Online Trading Academy. This is a free half-day class that he has given us some passes to. It's a $500 value, but you've got to call and reserve your spot. 303-217-4511, 303-217-4511. Now, I said before the break there, let's talk about instructors. You know, if you're going to go learn something, you want to know the background a little bit of who's teaching me. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, our instructors are amazing, Scott. I'll tell you that firsthand. They're all great educators. But more than that, they're all professional traders. So our students really benefit from their real-world knowledge. It's not just about the ivory tower theory. They're going to teach you practical things that you can apply to your own investing and trading. So I think that's one of the real great things about our instructors. Our students are always telling me how much they appreciate the knowledge and passion that the instructors bring to the table.
Right. I mean, you can go on your website, and there are some great testimonials. And, you know, a lot of people, man, just talk about the freedom it gives them. They talk about the instructors. They've talked about, again, like you said, the other gentlemen learn more in 3.5 hours than in 40 years. And Cassie, we were just talking with Cassie here. Cassie, get on just 1 second. Okay. And Cassie's a very young person, much younger than John and I.
Yes.
And but in school, you go to school, Cass, I mean, mm-hmm. they don't teach you any of this stuff with
finances. Yeah, and I did my undergrad. I did 4 years of undergrad, and I was homeschooled before that, so my mom did actually teach us, you know, I knew how to write a check, I knew how to balance a checkbook, I knew all of that stuff. But even going to college, I mean, we had many mandatory classes, but none of them were, here's, you know, to know your credit. How do you know, even know it, how credit works, you know? Mm-hmm. How does insurance work? How did any of it? So that would have been really helpful.
Sure.
Yeah.
And saving money, I mean.
Yeah.
Do young people your age think about saving money much?
I do. I would hope others do. Yeah. You know, yeah, right now I'm in this stage where I'm out of college and I'm just working, so saving money is definitely a priority. But my generation is definitely taught, oh, just live for now. Go travel, go do whatever you want, and think about that later. Yep. Which
that later has come for us, hasn't it, John?
Yeah, it's getting there fast.
Absolutely.
You know what? I see, frankly, there's a few too many baby boomers that have lived that lifestyle too, and now they're panicked. They don't know what to do. All is not lost.
That's a good point. No matter where you are, there's always a starting point.
Absolutely. You just have to decide that, put that line in the sand, put the stake in the ground, and decide, hey, I'm gonna do something a little bit different. I'm gonna make my future a little bit brighter. You know, it's always frustrating. I'll see a guy that, you know, sometimes I'll see a student come in that maybe, you know, I'm just thinking of one gentleman who's 75 years old, and his retirement is delivering pizzas, and he doesn't want to deliver pizzas till he's 80. So he knows he's got some work to do to catch up to be where he needs to be. And I don't think anybody wants that in retirement. I mean, we don't envision ourselves giving away samples at the Costco in our retirement age. That's not how I envision my retirement.
Absolutely.
I know our students don't either. They want to have a full life that they can participate with their family, their grandkids, their spouse, and making that happen is really a process.
Mm-hmm. How much do you think just the media has influence on, you know, what happens in the financial world like that? Just
it definitely has some influence for sure. I think if we look at you know, how people today are raised versus maybe how our parents or grandparents are raised about saving for a rainy day, you know, growing up on the farm where you had to make savings to get through the winters.
Sure.
I think there's definitely been a mindset over the last 40, 50 years in this country, and not all for the better, unfortunately. One of the things that I love about our students is that they recognize that that they may not be on a sustainable path, and they don't. The last thing that any of us want is to be a war to the state in our retirement, or be a burden on our kids or grandkids.
Right.
And and that's one of the things that I love about our students is they've recognized that and are taking steps to make that not be the case.
Absolutely. Again, John Hinkle is our guest. A few more minutes left here for you to call 303-217-4511. Again, this is a half-day class, and this is just a tremendous class. They've been doing this for years and years, and John's kind enough to give us 15 passes for this. I know some of those are gone, but if you'll call right now, 303-217-4511, mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio, they'll take care of you. Again, during this class, you're going to learn how the Academy anticipates the market moves. You know, how to protect your money, John. And again, I think that's a big part of this is keeping what you got, too.
And keeping more of it. How to pay less in taxes, which is huge, too. You know, it's great to make the money, but you need to keep the money as well.
Sure. 303-217-4511. And again, TradingAcademy.com. 2 minutes left here, John. So let's sum this up. Why do you think most people, you know, have such a challenge with, you know, the market and investing and just trying to figure it out on their own?
You know, it's really not their fault. Most people don't have the skills. They've never taken the time or had anybody able to show them the skills and the knowledge they need to be successful in the market. They've never had a mentor. They've never had somebody that's really taken the time to help them develop the necessary skills. And so they consequently, they never get the kind of returns that they're capable of.
Absolutely. Well, John, we appreciate always great information. Thanks for being a great partner with us here on Haystack Help Radio, and we will look forward to a lot more shows, a lot more information about Online Trading Academy.
Sounds great, Scott. Look forward to it.
Once again, that website, tradingacademy.com. I want to thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Hope everyone has a great day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.